I don't want to say any chidushim. I just want to state the obvious, but sometimes the obvious being stated can give us chizuk. We have Parshas HaChodesh today, this Shabbos, as the maftir. And of course, Parshas HaChodesh starts with the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. The way that's presented in the Torah is HaChodesh HaLochem Rosh Chodashim. What is the simple chizuk to draw from this pasuk HaChodesh HaLochem Rosh Chodashim and from the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh? The Sfarnu on the words HaChodesh HaLochem Rosh Chodashim comments Mikan ve'elach yu HaChodashim Shelochem Lasus behem kirtzonchem. From here on, the months are yours. The months are yours. Not just this month, but the whole system of months is yours. To do as you please. The time is available to you. Why is that a novelty? Continues the Sfarnu. Avo bimei ha-shibud lohoi yamechem shelachem. While you were working as slaves, the days were not yours. The time wasn't yours. In other words, you don't have your own agenda. You can't set your own agenda because it's the agenda is set for you by the taskmasters. It's not your time. You have to do whatever you're told to do. But now it's different. Therefore, it's the first of the months. This is where your reality begins as having free will. This is what differentiates a ben chorin from an evet, that the time is yours and the choices are yours. I noticed in one of the Sfarim of Rapam, Tarol Melech, he has a shmuz on the inyan of Chodesh HaLochem, Erech Hazman, the value of time. He quotes the Sfarnu, and he just elaborates on the beauty of the gift that we call time. When a person is in a position to be in control of their own time, it's really the greatest gift that one can have. We don't realize to what extent it's a gift. And this is Kiddush HaChodesh, of course. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh shows that Klal Yisrael have the koach to sanctify time. And he points out, when a person has money, let's say you win the lottery. Let's say you just happen to have a lot of money that you have in your bank account. And you want to figure out what's the best thing to do, not just leave it in the bank account with a minimal amount of interest. You want to find the right investment, where to put it. So you speak to experts, you find the financial experts, consultants, and they give you advice what to do with your money, where to put it, and to have an accounting, to figure out how to make the most of it. Says Rapam, Alachas kam v'kama, the person should do the same kind of cheshbon ha-nefesh when it comes to time. Because that's the most precious commodity that there can be. How can you achieve the most with the time that you have? And that's something that, of course, you know, time that's lost is lost. You can't retrieve it. So a person lives with the hashkafa that time is precious and every day is precious and it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person will want to make an accounting of their time. Rav Moshe in Darash Moshe has an idea similar to this on the very first pasuk of Parshas Pekudei. Ela Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. So the Torah goes on, does an accounting of the various materials that were given to the Mishkan and what they were used for. So Rav Moshe writes, it's written in Darash Moshe, Nira She'etzem HaChezbon Hu Lahoros. The idea of making a Chezbon with what was brought is to teach us that a person should always make a Chezbon on everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. And he goes on, he says, Bein al zman ha-chayim, whether it has to do with the time that they have in the world. What did they do with their time? Did they dedicate the time to Torah mitzvos, to things that are productive? Or chas v'shalom, did they waste time? Not only that, but in terms of parnasa and the money that they had, what did they do with the money? Did they use it for good purposes or not? And so on. That's the lesson of Ela Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. So, just to end with this, he quotes here, Pam quotes from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rav Meir Omer, Havi Mimayit Be'esek Va'asok BaTorah. The Mishnah says, Rav Meir teaches us, a person should do as much as they could to be involved with Torah. debatalta min haTorah, yesh lecha betelam harbe kenegdecha. If a person takes off too much time from learning Torah, there'll be a lot of other things that will also distract the person. The mamalta baTorah, if a person is toiling in Torah, yesh lecha sachar harbe litenlach. There's much reward waiting in store. So what does it mean when it says yesh lecha betelam harbe kenegdecha? Kenegdach. If a person is mevatel Torah, there's going to be all kinds of other distractions as well. What does it mean? So he suggests in Navul Pshat, he brings from the Sefer of the Hafla we did today, the Sefer Makna and Kedushin, the same author, Pinchas Lega Harvitz, the Panim Yafos, wrote on Kedushin Sefer Makna. We Sefer Mikna, we pronounce it Sefer Makna, and Sefer Hafla and Ksuvis. In the beginning of Ksuvis is a sugya called if Yesh Onus Begid, Ein Onus Begid. If somebody says to a woman, comes with a get, that it's a get, if I don't come between now and 12 months, then it's a get. And he wanted to come, but at the end he wasn't able to come. So is that considered an onus that's mevatel the get? Because Lamaisi didn't come, but he really wanted to come. So the Hafla writes the following, that even if there's some reason that if he didn't want to come, if he didn't want to come, he couldn't come, that's only if he wanted to come. But the onus prevented him from coming, so maybe that would be enough to say it's onus, and therefore it's not called that the tonight was fulfilled that he didn't come, because he really wanted to come. So he wanted to come, he showed, I want to come, but somehow he couldn't do it. So he says, no, that can't be fulfillment of the Tanai because he really wanted to come and it was only an onus that made it that he didn't come. But let's say he really didn't want to come anyway. But Lamaisa, there was an onus that also prevented him. So Lamaisa, he couldn't come regardless. Then you can't use it as a taina of an onus. It's not called an onus. So with that muscle, Rav Pam says, this is where Meir says as well in the Mishnah. If a person is mevatel Torah without any good reason, but just because, just don't have the cheshek to learn, then there'll be a lot of other times that a person didn't learn because of an onus, because they just got distracted with a lot of things that didn't let them learn. But you can't say, well, it's an onus. I couldn't learn because of all these excuses. I had all these reasons I could. I really had other things to do. Yeah, but what if you would have wanted to? Would you have done it anyway? The person wouldn't have done it anyway, so then there's no time of an onus. Then it's yeshua chabitel maharbe kenegdecha. On the other hand, im amalta batorah, whenever a person has a free moment and you're not busy with other pressing matters, a person does learn, then you get a lot of schar. What kind of schar? Not just schar for the time you learned. The schar for all those times that you nebuch couldn't learn because of all the other pressures of the deadlines and the papers and the tests and everything else. But to the extent that a person uses their time properly and learns whenever they could, then you get schar ki'ilu lamad, even those times where there was an onus. But if a person wasn't learning anyway, then it's megala that those times that were an onus, you're not gonna be able to come with a taina that it was an onus. So it's a great Musar Haskel. That's what Meir starts by saying. There might be esek vasok batorah, to look at every free moment that's available to use in the proper way for limud Torah and mitzvot and chesed. And that's our lekach that we take from Achoshet Alechem Rosh Chodashim, the gift of Zman.